Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Utter devastation in southern Turkey and Syria after a 7.8 earthquake hit the area.
The latest estimate is that at least 3,800 people have been killed.
Now, for more on the science behind this quake and why it might have been so deadly, we are joined again on LA's Afternoon News by Charles Feldman.
Yeah, and we in turn are joined by seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones, who is the founder of the Dr. Lucy Jones Center for Science and Society. He's also the author, by the way, of the book, The Big Ones, looking at the worst natural disasters in human history. Dr. Jones, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you, I've been to that part of the world, and I know that they are certainly well aware there of the dangers of earthquakes and big ones at that. But can you describe for our listeners what kind of earthquake, if there is such a thing as a kind of earthquake, I guess there is, what kind of earthquake was this?
It's an earthquake very similar to what we expect to have on the San Andreas Fault. So the East Anatolian Fault is a big strike-slip fault, meaning it's vertical, the ground moves sideways, it gets these very long ruptures, and that's what determines the magnitude.
Now, I know that whenever there is a big earthquake, actually, you know, almost whenever there's ever an earthquake, people are always asking, I know people always ask you, what can we learn from this earthquake? But every earthquake is different, isn't it?
They are different, but there's commonalities. So, I mean, obviously, scientifically, you know, the data's just starting to come in, so it's going to be very, you know, I can't really tell you what we're going to learn from all of this. It is, as I said, just what we expect on the San Andreas. And I think there's a couple of things that Californians should look at here. One is clearly the buildings behaved badly. Part of that is because they received extremely strong shaking. You know, it's not, magnitude doesn't tell you what your damage is. It's how many buildings receive what shaking. And in this situation, intensity 7, which is where you really start seeing damage, was received by 4.5 million people. So that's one of the big factors here. And similarly, we expect close to 10 million people to get that level of shaking when we have our San Andreas earthquake.
You know, and you know, we've talked about this, I know, in the past, that, you know, people here, we tend to think, well, you know, here in the States, in California, our homes are obviously better made, and we're not going to have the same kind of destruction that they had in a place like Turkey or Syria. But that's a delusion, isn't it?
It is to some extent, right? There's a couple of issues that are probably going on here. One is that, you know, when we figure out that a building doesn't do well in an earthquake, that doesn't make all of them disappear. And that's why we have retrofitting programs. But this type of building that I'm seeing a lot of pictures in Turkey, what are called non-ductile reinforced concrete buildings, we have a lot of them here in Southern California, and only the city of Los Angeles has enacted a mandatory retrofit program, maybe Santa Monica as well. So a lot of these buildings are still out there and not getting any better. Second, so Turkey does follow the same building code we do, and there's a lot of great Turkish engineers that have come to the same schools and go to the same conferences and work with the American engineers. And so there might be some that the design was faulty, but that's relatively rare. We don't. The other issue, obviously, in both countries, is to the degree to which the plans are followed. And I'm not willing to guarantee that every construction project that's ever happened in California followed exactly the plans and didn't cut any corners.
Probably very wise that you don't guarantee that. That's seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones joining us, author, by the way, of a new book. It's called The Big Ones, looking at the worst natural disasters in human history. You guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.